As Greenfield Village welcomed visitors and opened its doors over the weekend for the spring, summer, and fall sessions, anticipation was high, notably the Henry Ford unveiling of a new restaurant and revamped store, promising a fresh and enriching experience for all of its visitors. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line, let's welcome in Jim Johnson. He is director of Greenfield Village. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about those exciting updates and the experiences that visitors are going to get when they come and visit this year.
Yeah, we've got a lot of really fun, cool things on tap going ahead for the summer and beyond. The new restaurant actually opens May 1st. It's a brand new building, kind of Albert Kahn architecture inspired, and it's called Stand 44, and it's named for the stand or the stall that one of the vendors of our central market, which is adjacent to the restaurant, held for many, many years. She was kind of queen of the market there. So we've named the restaurant in honor of her. And it's a really great, interesting approach that we're taking with a really unusual, fun menu.
What's on the menu, if I may ask?
It's going to be very much chef-inspired, cook from scratch. And it's as much as possible will be sourced locally. And it'll be done seasonally. So the menu is going to change on a very regular basis as different foods come into season.
Jim, I was just talking to my friends here in the studio. I've been to the museum. I've never been to Greenfield Village. Perhaps there are people like that out there. Sell it. Why do I need to come?
It's an amazing place. And unfortunately, it's kind of a well-kept secret across the country. But we've been in operation. This is our 95th year, since 1929. And it's an amazing collection of buildings, many of them brought in by Henry Ford. And a lot of what Greenfield Village is Henry Ford's attempt to preserve the past that was disappearing so quickly before his eyes. He had a lot to do with that, with the introduction of the Model T, affordable personal transportation. It changed the speed of life, and everything really was changing so quickly. So we've got buildings associated with Thomas Edison, the Wright brothers, Abraham Lincoln, Henry Ford himself, of course, and then many other buildings of interest from across the country. And a lot of local history from Dearborn was collected as well.
I tried to tell her, Jim, that it was the closest thing we have to a time machine, right? At this point, where you can literally step back into Edison's lab. Any other upgrades or enhancements, refreshments to the streets of old that we know so well for those of us that are addicted to Greenfield Village and go every year?
Yes. We're still, believe it or not, recovering from some of the pandemic issues that we had. So we've been able to reopen some buildings that have been closed. So the Dr. Howard's office is opening, the Grimm Jewelry, and our Roundhouse is opening to the public. And really very exciting. We're all excited about this. We are beginning work on a new addition to Greenfield Village, the Jackson House from Selma, Alabama. It was a home of African-American dentist family that lived in Selma. And through various connections, they were associated with Dr. Martin Luther King, and their home became a respite for him. And he ended up there in Selma during that sort of really difficult and tumultuous period in early 1965, when the demonstrations and the marches and some of it pretty violent was going on. From that house, King coordinated efforts, talked to the White House, a lot of things went on till finally there was the wonderful successful march from Selma to Montgomery. And following that was the passing of the Voting Rights Freedom Act that was signed by LBJ in 1965. So the building is going to take a couple years. We're planning to open it sometime in 2026.
And Jim, in May, you guys are going to transition to 7 days a week?
Yes. And we've... at this point, we're closed on Mondays, and then starting Memorial Day, we'll be open 7 days a week, and that will continue all the way through the fall. We are generally closed in October during the day because we do our sort of over-the-top Halloween program in October evening.
I'm excited. I have this little girl. I'm going to bring her.
Yeah, one thing about the Village, it's very family-friendly, and history comes to life. It's not just things behind barriers and in glass boxes. You get to see, smell, interact with all kinds of amazing parts of American history. We do living history. We have a living farm with livestock all representing
cool.
The 1880s, Model T rides, train ride, the carousel. Lots of cool stuff that goes on.
I know that for a lot of businesses, finding enough people still a challenge post-pandemic. Are you still looking for docents and others to bring the history to life within the walls of Greenfield Village?
Yeah, we're always working toward that, but it's been things have eased a little bit, so we're in much better shape than we have in years past. But we are continually hiring and upgrading and adding new staff and training new staff. So it's kind of an ongoing process for us.
So do you buy a museum ticket and that gets you into Greenfield Village, or is it separate?
So there are separate ticketing, but our website has all kinds of options on it, and I would highly recommend considering a membership. quickly.
Of course. An annual pass, Jamie. Come.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys,
yep.
I'm on it.
And it gives you early access to the events and all kinds of cool stuff. So I would highly recommend
I see Thomas the Train.
Come.
That's
yeah,
huge.
That's going to be our May event, first three weekends of May. A full-size, actual steam-powered Thomas the Tank Engine takes over the railways. He's animated, so he talks, and his face moves. It's pretty cool, and it's a great thing for the family, especially the little ones, the toddlers.
Yeah, I still can't understand why they named the Grumpy Train Gordon, but okay.
Lloyd's got to check out the Jackson House.
Oh, yeah. You know, those Jacksons, man, it doesn't surprise me. You know, the Jacksons are always great. Jim, why has it been so intriguing, the Greenfield Village, for over 90 years? Why is it still intriguing to people who come from all over?
Some of the significant things that have been collected by Henry Ford, and then we continue to build our collection, but... You know, we have the actual home and birthplace of some of the Wright brothers, one of the Wright brothers at least, and the actual cycle shop where they developed the airplane. We have a recreation in part, but there's a lot of original bits too, of Thomas Edison's Menlo Park Laboratory, where the big things that came out of there, of course, were recorded sound and the electric lighting system. And of course, Henry Ford's history. So we've got his birthplace, we've got the shed where he built his first car in 1896, and just so many other interesting things across the village. And then the museum collections are unparalleled as far as the things that are on display there as well.
All right. Jim Johnson, Director of Greenfield Village. We're going to get out there and have a good time, as we always do. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, those school trips, man, to Greenfield Village.
See, I didn't grow up here, so
right.
I don't have that background,
well,
but I'm going to go.
Neither did I. But I tell you what, you came down to Detroit for three things: a Tigers game, Greenfield Village,
yep,
and the Detroit Zoo.
That's
when you grow up on the west side of the state, because those are the must-haves and the must-dos.
Coming up, the latest news of the day, and we have some tickets for you. Stay tuned.